Part 1. Counterinsurgency, April 2003 to March 2004. Throughout most of Iraq, the latter days of April 2003 was a time of great joy. Saddam's murderous regime had collapsed, the shooting and bombing had stopped, and people could go anywhere they pleased and say anything they wanted. In Baghdad, the American forces were greeted with smiles, waves, and shouts of joy. On the eastern bank of the Euphrates near the French embassy, wealthy Sunni suburbanites, anxious to win favor, led American Marines to the estates of Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz and high-level generals. When the giant Stalin-esque statue of Saddam, arm raised and mustache bristling, fell in Firdaus Square, Americans and Iraqis alike were pulling on the ropes. April 2003 was an interlude of good cheer, reminiscent of the liberation of Paris in 1944. A moment in time when people forgot their wants and their fears and flocked to the streets to cheer the soldiers. In Fallujah, though, the residents did not cheer when paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division drove into the city in late April. In Baghdad, looters as numerous as locusts had stripped every government building, even carting away bricks. In Fallujah, the windows and electric fixtures at the Ba'ath headquarters at the government center remained intact. Most looting was confined to the industrial sector, and only the poor people who lived south of Highway 10 greeted the Americans with smiles. Across the Euphrates south of the city, the large estates of prominent Ba'athists and army officers stood empty but untouched, securely guarded by the curlicue Ba'athist symbol on the courtyard gates. Saddam's apparatchiks did not consider themselves defeated. They were in temporary hiding, and Fallujah was still their bastion, untouched by the war and unbowed by the presence of a few hundred American soldiers. At dusk on April 28, 2003, Saddam Hussein's birthday, a raucous mob of about 100 men, women, and children pushed their way into the courtyard of the mayor's office, where the 82nd had set up headquarters. The paratroopers had no warning that an anti-American demonstration was planned and had no idea what the Iraqis were protesting or why. The mob accused the surprised American soldiers of spying on women with night-seeing binoculars and of showing pornography to children. Using translators and loudspeakers, a group of paratroopers warned away the mob. The crowd walked several blocks to another neighborhood where they harassed another detachment of paratroopers. Several men in the crowd were firing AK-47.